WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The British blues guitarists Peter Green and Eric Clapton started out on the same track, but took different paths. Green founded Fleetwood Mac, dropped out, stopped performing, but now is back with a new album and playing well on a smaller scale. Music critic Milo Miles takes a look at Peter Green's career.
Why isn't Peter Green as famous as Eric Clapton? On the surface, the question seems absurd. Eric Clapton has been an international rock star for 30 years, and he's become such a gray eminence that he recently had to spout some sexist lyrics to prove he wasn't a statue. British blues guitarist Peter Green has spent most of the same 30 years out of action, neither recording nor performing, sometimes not even playing. Yet the two started in the same place. Green replaced Clapton in John Mayall's Bluesbreakers band, where he wrote The Supernatural, an instrumental that inspired and defined the whole of Carlos Santana's guitar sound. As Clapton went on to form the stadium-shattering power trio Cream, Green soon founded the most respected and enduring British blues band, Fleetwood Mac, which has only the rhythm section in common with today's superstar outfit. It's proper to refer to the earlier incarnation as Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. An ideal collection of Green's young man blues has never been available in this country. Good luck finding any copy of his tune, The Green Manalishi, the bad acid equivalent of the Velvet Underground's heroin. You can easily find copies of Then Play On, his final album with Fleetwood Mac, and it offers more consistent pleasure than any regular album by Cream.
Tell me anybody, now do you really give a damn for me? Do you really give a damn for me? Oh, 'cause I just got to tell you about a thing that's bothering me. I was a rambling pony. I would roll from town to town.
That strange, bitter number is called Showbiz Blues, and combine it with the Green Manalishi and you have a portrait of a personality meltdown. Clapton turned his crises into Layla. Green turned his into silence. One heard that Green developed a moral revulsion against stardom and wealth, that he joined an ascetic religious commune, that he was in and out of mental hospitals. Unexpectedly, in 1978, he released a sinewy but delicate collection called In the Skies, and later three more albums. A very smart selection of this material has now come out as Green and Guitar on the Music Club label. Green plays a remarkable combination of the chiseled notes of B.B. King and the eerie atmosphere of Robert Johnson, with a beautiful sense of flow in his best solos. Green and Guitar clinches the case for him as one of the very few important white blues stylists.
Thank you.
But after 1983 came 12 more years of blankness. As a symbol of his total renunciation of guitar, Green grew long fingernails. Just as abruptly as before, he began performing again in 1996, this time with renewed interest in old blues masters. He has beaten the odds again by turning in a very satisfying reading of 14 songs by Robert Johnson, called, naturally, the Robert Johnson Songbook. With especially sensitive help from second guitarist Nigel Watson and Green's own precise harmonica blowing, the album does not sound much like Johnson's original work, but has a sly, engaging touch, like a quiet roadhouse jam. Green can always be seen as Eric Clapton's lesser shadow, and the Robert Johnson Songbook could be heard as his version of Clapton's rootsy album, From the Cradle. But with Green, it's not just an interlude before the next fat, overproduced bestseller, but something close to his essence, the only option he has. So part of the answer to why Green is not as well known as Clapton is that Green simply became what both of them seemed to stand for back in the middle 1960s. A very subtle, modern blues man, devoted to the fundamentals. Would I exchange Clapton's accomplishment for Green's humility? Of course not. But I sure as the devil would rather listen to the Robert Johnson Songbook than Clapton's latest release.
Milo Miles is music features editor at SoundStone.com.